News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
As we mentioned there, Donegal is moving to level 3 restrictions from midnight tonight. What is that going to mean for local business? To discuss this now, I'm joined by Noel Cunningham, Donegal Person of the Year for Harvey's Point, a hospitality ambassador. Noel, what's the mood like up in Donegal?
As you would expect, Ciara, it's very downbeat. We came through the first lockdown with positivity and hope. Now, all of a sudden, we are in this dreadful period of uncertainty, and the sure situation that we're in is that some businesses will really, really, be challenged and may never open again. The hospitality industry, once again, at the forefront of the new lockdown, a mood of darkness and sadness. And depression, and you know, you just have to be careful that sort of mood wouldn't almost turn to anger. That some people have tried so hard to stick to the rules, and I'm talking about operators.
I'm sure, Nolan. I remember the pall that was cast over Dublin last week when the same thing happened. It is a blow, and there's no two ways about it. Before we've loads of people to talk to in Donegal, but before I move on. Obviously, you know, a hospitality sector going to be hit extremely hard. It looks like what drove this surge was gatherings in houses, communion parties, house parties, birthday parties, that type of thing. Does the hospitality industry feel very hard done by?
Well, I think everyone in this situation can feel hard done by, because we all have our own personal sort of focus. We all have our own personal situation and wondering how we will deal with it, etc., how we will get through it, etc. But I think the acting chief medical officer his words have to be considered when he said that we have to remember that people, sort of, if you go to a football match, don't go to the pub before. Yeah. Go to the pub and don't go to the football match. People who go to sort of back to their homes may have been to a pub or a restaurant or whatever. So you have to balance all of that. We have to be balanced in this, because if we're going to get through it, we have to shed the blame. We have to say, God knows, and we hear it so often, and it's a horrible statement, but it's a fact. It is what it is.
No,
we're in
I
a
know.
Dreadful situation. We have to pull together.
You're right, and it's a good point, well made. Thank you for that. That is Noel Cunningham there, Harvey's Point Hospitality Ambassador. Yeah, stop with the blame, perhaps.
Okay, let's go to the most northerly bar in the country, to Farron's Bar in Malinhead in Donegal. Hugh Farron, the owner, is on standby to talk to us. Hugh, obviously this is a big blow to your business.
Yeah, well, obviously since it started, I think it's a blow to everybody. But we had finally just turned the corner and we were opened, and the customers were coming back. And in fairness, I think everybody felt that we had done a good job with what we'd put in the guidelines, and we're starting to feel safe. And it looked like we were getting back on track. And obviously, Donegal started to show that the getting worse. So we're back to where we were way back, and looking like a shutdown again.
Do you think it's an overreaction? Look, obviously something needs to be done. There's clearly an issue here, but shutting down pubs, or meaning you could only serve food and drink outdoors, is that an overreaction in your view?
I'm a bit like a politician. You're told what to do by the experts, you know. So people around here seem to be very good at doing what they were told. I didn't see too many. Even the beach parties that did happen were socially distanced. So, like, it looked good from everybody around here. Where I'm from is a peninsula called Inishowen, and there's very low reports from it. And so people did start feeling a lot more safe around in the area. So,
okay, all right.
With regard to was it the right thing to do, I think, it, you know, like what Noel said, it's good that, you know, we have to react to what they tell us to do.
Okay.
You know?
Just very, very briefly, will you continue serving outdoors?
Donegal weather is not really for outdoors, you know. We have some great days up here, but we have some bad days too. So if you're planning for employees to help out or whatever, you're looking at the weather forecast.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, look, we wish you well. Difficult times, I know, for all owners of bars all around the country. Hugh Farron, owner of Farron's Bar in Malinhead, County Donegal, founded in 1825. So it's, they've been through everything, through famine, through Mark Hamill of Star Wars drinking there.
Through other pandemics.
Through other pandemics, but probably seen nothing like this. The most northerly bar in the country.
Yeah, I'm joined now by Professor Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons. Sam, thanks for speaking to us. What's your response and your reaction to hearing about Donegal moving back into a semi-quasi-lockdown at level three?
Unfortunately, I think that a lot of, about half the country is moving in the wrong direction, and we are going to need to see change in how we behave and how we congregate and, you know, staying out of each other's homes and staying socially distanced to reverse that. As you know, I'm a strong believer in really controlling the spread of COVID completely on this island and following the example of most of Australia, of places like Greenland and Faroe Islands, Jersey, Guernsey, not just New Zealand and China, but about, you know, 1.5 billion people in the world have completely controlled this, and we need to get into that group of the world and expand the number of countries in the world that really don't have transmission of COVID. Because as I said in the Dáil a couple of days ago, this is like a living with a tiger in your house, Ciara. You can't live with it because it comes back and bites you. So this idea of living with COVID is fundamentally false, as we've all just seen in the last 3-4 weeks, because it just grows and ends up getting worse.
I have to challenge you, Sam. You mentioned a load of island nations that don't have the same circumstances geographically or politically as we do. And you mentioned China, which is an autocracy. Lockdown is hard. Is lockdown all we have in our repertoire, do you believe, in order to fight COVID?
I think the lockdown word is too binary and too divisive. I think we have to look at restrictions. As you know, Donegal, now many non-essential businesses are still open. So it's not the same as what we had back in March. Our schools are open and we're committed to trying to keep education going. So we certainly have restrictions, and I would say escalating and changing restrictions. And that can be confusing at times, but it's to stay, you know, in our own homes isn't such a confusing piece of advice. So I don't say it's lockdown, but certainly you're right. Social distancing, physical distancing and restrictions and contact tracing and testing is what we have. It's clear that the app hasn't been adequate because only 1.9 million people have had it downloaded.
Do you think it was promoted adequately?
Yes, it's, the problem is that many people don't have modern enough mobile phones. It doesn't work on the iPhone 5 or older Androids or on the Nokia block. So maybe we need to be giving mobile phone devices that are modern enough to run it for all of us in the community. It's also not used for people under 16 years of age. And we know that many 10 to 16 year olds do have an independent social life and go to school independently. So we could expand it more. So what we've done the last 2 months hasn't been adequate enough with our testing, tracing and app. So we need more. And I'm hoping that we can improve on all those.
Okay, last question for you. I hear what you're saying. The numbers are definitely growing. We're seeing, I suppose, approximately 300 odd, heading towards 400 odd per day. It's not unlike the first wave, except in one way. The mortality rate remains far lower. We have seen cases climb, Sam, since mid-June. We are now coming up towards the end of September. It's not the same beast in the second wave. We are behaving a little bit like it is the same beast. And I know that we are seeing some climb in cases in places like the ICUs, but the numbers are still 1/10 of what they were in the first wave. Are we getting that right?
I think it's sort of wishful thinking to hope that the virus has got weaker and will be much less.
I'm not suggesting the virus has gotten weaker. I'm suggesting perhaps that different cohorts in the population are behaving differently.
Oh, well, that's true, that young people have had more infection. It's been more of a youth epidemic.
And is that not possibly a good thing? If we do get maybe 6 months or 12 months immunity, is the youth getting a degree of partial immunity not a positive?
No, the idea of herd immunity really biologically isn't confidently proven. We don't know how effective it will be, if it even really exists in any substantial way at all, and how long it lasts. And unfortunately, our youth live with our elderly. We care and live with our elderly parents. People in nursing homes have younger people going in to care for them. So the idea that you can keep the elderly and the young completely separate in a society like Ireland is just not possible. Okay. Even influenza gets in. Okay. Some of the islands, just to challenge you, like Australia, are very big places. All of Perth, Western Australia and Sydney are free of COVID. COVID. They're getting their sports and everything back to normal. Australia is much, much bigger than Ireland, about five times the population and vastly bigger surface area. So we definitely can do this. I would put to you, Nicola Sturgeon also is advocating the same for Scotland. And in Northern Ireland, they're almost there. So we can do this together.
I'm aware. And look, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Sam. That is Professor Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist at the RCSI.